And on this cool Tuesday, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Yeah, it's we got to have warmer weather soon, huh?
You would think. I'd like to make sure those sweaters are put away.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to dig them out and figure out, I better wear one today because it's cold out.
That's right. All right. Well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, this week is kind of our take and make week. And so what we do is we've got some really cool ideas for adults and for children and families. This week we have a jewelry, rock and mineral jewelry take and make for adults. And unfortunately, they're all gone or taken. So those of you that signed up and registered for them can stop by and pick them up. But we also have Spirograph take and make kits for children and families, and they are available starting tomorrow. And so if you are interested, make sure that you give us a call or stop in and pick one up. So they're kind of a fun thing to do. So anyway, then also next week we will have our Lego Club on Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. And this is for all ages now. If you're 6 and under, you need to have an adult with you. But it is a super fun time after school. Keep that in mind on the 27th. And then Monday, the 25th, we have our book club. And we are reading The Little Paris Bookshop by Nina George. We still have copies available if you want to stop and pick one up and join us on Monday, the 25th at 5 o'clock. So those are the things that we have going on. Unfortunately, Steve Sherwood was busy this month, so he was only able to come here once this month. Because I know normally tomorrow is his day, and he will not be here on the 20th. He was only able to attend on the 6th. Anyway, so keep that in mind if you were thinking you would pop in for some tech help or whatever from him. Unfortunately, that will... He is busy.
Okay.
So just think, the next time you'll hear about all the exciting things we have coming up in May, and of course we do have quite a few exciting things
I got to talk about last week, the amount of people that showed up for all your events. You were posting them on your Facebook page. Wow, the hallway was full of people, Cindy.
I know. We've kind of moved to the hallway for the simple reason of the sheer numbers that we have in attendance of everything. We had a flower arranging class in an Oasis foam, and so we had 25 adults plus, you know, presenter and all this and that all over the place in the hallway, and that was just incredibly awesome. And then last week we had a slime event with 38 kids and 6 adults, so I tell you, that new library is really needed.
Yes, it is.
It is so exciting to see all these people coming in and getting back to having some kind of normal, you know?
Yep.
So it's super exciting. We're overwhelmed and excited about it all, and we just, you know, like I said, we're just happy to see everyone. And keep coming. Keep on coming in.
Yeah.
Because we love to see people. That's what we're in. We're in the people business, Paul.
That's right. I know I saw a picture of a mother and daughter that was at the flower get-together to put stuff together for flowers. And looks like they're having a great time.
Yeah, it was a super fun event, that is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, each month we try to offer something for adults. And so next month we'll have something. And then usually during the summer months we kind of take that time off because people are doing all sorts of wild and crazy things. But you never know what we've got up our sleeves. So keep watching.
Yep.
Keep listening.
All right. Well, let's move into what are people reading. Isn't April kind of a busy month for new releases?
Yes.
From books?
We have incredible amounts of them right now. Right now there's a whole bunch of new fiction books and new nonfiction books. It really is coming out with all sorts of new and exciting things. So if you've got an author that is your favorite, you know, stop in, give us a call to see if they have a new book out, because there are so many of them. Right now, there is Emily St. John has a book out called Sea of Tranquility, and is a detective investigating in the wilderness, discovers that his actions might affect the timeline of the universe. Also, Time is a Mother by Ocean Vuong, a second collection of poems, because remember, it's National Poetry Month, so that's kind of an exciting thing to take a peek at.
Mm-hmm.
Also new, The Candy House by Jennifer Egan. It is in a follow-up to A Visit from the Goon Squad. A new technology gives the potential to save and share every memory one has ever had. I don't know if I would want that. But maybe some people would.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then True Biz by Sarah Novick. At a residential school for the deaf, personal and political problems affect the lives of two students and its headmistress. Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus is a scientist and single mother living in California in the 1960s, becomes a star on a TV cooking show. Now, these are all fiction books, so they are not true, so keep that in mind. And then new in nonfiction is we've got Bittersweet by Susan Cain. It's the author of Quiet, suggests ways to embrace loss and suffering within ourselves and others. And so these are nonfiction books, so keep that in mind. These are the author's opinion on a variety of subjects, and a variety of authors, of course, too. Then we have Recessional by David Mamet, a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, lambasts liberal politics, cancel culture, and other things he finds objectionable. So that'd be interesting.
Mm.
Blood and Ruins by Richard Overy is a reassessment of World War II as the last imperial war and a call for more global perspectives on war. Yeah, just lots of new and exciting things out there. We're getting new things all the time, and it is just a hot and exciting month for new materials, that's
right.
For sure.
So people can read these books also online, can't they? Or
yes, we do.
You got the app or something?
Yep, we offer quite a few books and digital content. I'm not saying all of the books that I talked about today are available online in our collection, but we've got a good selection of books that are available. Right now, you can download an app called Libby and put it on most devices, and then be able to enter your library system, your library card, and start reading, even from your cell phone. Don't you see people all the time on their cell phones looking in there? Some of them are reading books on their cell phones from the public library. So,
oh, okay.
It's kind of an exciting thing, and you can also listen to books on your phone or portable device, too. In fact, I just downloaded the book club book. I'm going to listen to it.
Nice.
You know, yeah, when I'm on the road going somewhere, you know. So,
yep.
So yeah, I do that all the time. I'm always listening to books and, of course,
cool.
Reading books on a variety of devices.
Mm-hmm. And once again, how can people do that? I mean, would you go to a app, or how does that work?
Well, you know, it depends on your device, but
okay.
Right now what we're encouraging people to do is to download the Libby app, and you can go to the App Store on your phone or portable device to see if you're able to do that. And then once you download that particular app, then you have to go in there and choose what library system that you're involved with, and it's a Pioneerland library system, because we're 32 libraries in this system. And then you'll have to put in your library card number.
Okay.
And then once you enter that in, you'll be able to pick which books that you want to read or listen to, and then you can download them. And keep in mind, it's not just for adults. We also have a variety of things called read-alongs, and that is a visual book that will, you know, will read itself pretty much.
Oh, wow.
To your child. So you put that up, and there's an image on there, and it will read the story to your child on your portable device.
Wow.
And that is pretty cool, too. It's just like those Maybe when your kids were younger, there were books with like cassettes that you would put in a player and you could listen to, or a CD.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and this is kind of the hopped up new digital version of that.
Right.
So there's books for teens on there. There's children's books that the child can read, or you could read that book to the child. So it covers a variety of books, just like the public library has everything from age zero to infinity,
right,
or beyond.
Okay. All right. Real good, Cindy. When is Appleton Public Library open, and where are you located?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681, or you can check out our Facebook page, our website, and of course, we love that in-person visit. We like to see people. We like to help people.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week.
You too. Cindy Hendricks there with the Appleton Public Library.